Hello there. Welcome to the Expressive Mom Show. Miriam Salzberg here, and it is great to have you along as always. Now, this show is going to be a bit different from the past shows that I've done before. We're going to be talking about debt and student loans and the expense of schooling in general. That is not public, that is. So let me ask you this. What do you think the average scholarship and grant aid per student at a private nonprofit university is? It's over $17,000, according to the Center for Educational Statistics. Average college tuition, room, and board per year at the same type of school costs more than two times that number. College Board lists the costs at over $42,000, which adds up to almost $170,000 for a four-year degree. Due to these increasingly high figures and the limited amount of financial aid, student debt continues to rise up. However, incoming freshmen can halt this upward trend significantly to reduce their college costs and possibly avoid student loans altogether. So what is the secret to achieving all this? Simply to graduate from college at a less time. So my guest today, her name is Kate Stevens, who is the author of College Quicker, 24 Practical Ways to Save Money and Get Your Degree Faster, will be shedding some light on this topic. So I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome Kate Stevens. Hello, Kate.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being on. It's going to be very, very interesting here. Now, if you don't mind me ask you a few questions. So, from what I understand, student debt is over $1.1 trillion, surpassing credit card debt and auto loans as well. So what causes have contributed to this ballooning debt?
So there are two causes. First, and most importantly, the staggering cost of college. As you've already mentioned, according to College Board, average tuition, room, and board at a private university costs more than $40,000 a year. So for a four-year degree, many students will spend, you know, upwards of $170,000. And then the other issue is, secondly, the limited amount of financial aid. According to Sallie Mae, scholarships only cover around 16% and grants about 14% of the total cost. So students and their parents are often forced to pay the remaining balance out of their own pockets, which often means resorting to student loans.
Yeah, and that's very, very hard to do. Now, the market is inundated with books about college and college scholarships and grants, but unfortunately, as you say, these types of financial aid only take care of a small portion of the total cost of college. So I can assume that's because many students don't qualify for them. So how does your book exactly help students actually achieve an affordable education?
So my book, College Quicker, shows students how to graduate from college early and reduce their costs by introducing 24 different strategies called fast-track opportunities. So many of these fast-track opportunities help students earn credits much faster and much cheaper than if they earn credits through a traditional college course. So by completing one or more of these fast-track opportunities, students are able to earn their diploma sooner than the standard 4 years.
Okay, so what is an example of a fast-track opportunity high school students can complete?
So most students and parents have heard about AP Advanced Placement and International Baccalaureate Ivy, but not as many know about dual enrollment, or as it's less commonly referred to as dual credit. And dual enrollment, a student takes one course but earns both high school and college credit for it. And in certain areas, like in my state, Washington, tuition and sometimes even books for these courses are entirely free. So that means by the time a student graduates from 12th grade, he or she will not only have a high school diploma, but a handful of college credits or an associate's degree as well, and potentially all without spending even a dime.
Wow, that's actually very interesting. Okay. So thanks for sharing that. So what is an example of a fast-track opportunity more suitable for college students?
So one of my favorites is CLEP exams. I actually earned myself. I earned 30 credits, which is a whole year of school through them. So with CLEP exams, students don't have to attend class sessions or complete homework for 15 weeks like a normal semester. They can potentially earn between 3 and 12 credits simply by showing up to a testing center and taking one exam. That's it. And the best part, like dual enrollment, it can be pretty cheap. CLEP exams only cost $80 plus a small administration fee of around $10 to $20.
Oh, that's very interesting. Okay. So now I'm going to ask you, how did you come up with this practical approach to minimizing college costs?
So I was like many students, high school students nowadays, I wasn't sure how I was going to pay for college. Neither I nor my parents had the funds, and the government hadn't offered me any free money. So I felt like loans were my only choice. But before I resigned to this option, fortunately, I kind of stumbled upon a new plan. I would go to my university for just 2 years and thus only have to pay 2 years worth of high tuition costs.
Hmm. Okay. No, that's interesting. So was your new plan successful?
Yeah, it was. So at age 20, I graduated summa cum laude with a bachelor's degree in business administration from Northwest University. And the best part is that because college ended up only costing nearly half my original estimate, I had just enough funds from university scholarships and part-time work to cover the entire cost and walk away with my diploma debt-free.
Well, that's great. Congratulations. That's really, really good. So, say, for instance, a high school student wants to graduate early like you. So what should be his or her first steps?
So what's really important is I tell students apply for and accept admission to a college or university with a generous transfer credit policy. So the transfer credit policy details how much credit a school will accept from an outside source. In my opinion, a school with a generous credit policy accepts about at least 1 to 2 years of credit from traditional sources, and these are other accredited schools, and then also 1 year of credit from two or more non-traditional sources, such as CLEP exams, what I mentioned earlier, and prior learning portfolios.
Okay, that's very interesting. So now, if a student is already in college, is it too late for him or her to try for an early graduation?
Not at all. 20 of my 24 fast-track opportunities in my book can be completed by college students. So just like with high school students, what I suggest is college students should first investigate their particular school's transfer credit policy and then work through any of the fast-track opportunities that their school will award credit for. For example, if a student's school doesn't accept CLEP exams, but maybe they accept DSST exams, he or she should skip the CLEP exams fast-track opportunity and possibly attempt the DSST exams one instead.
Okay. That's actually that sounds actually very good. So now I'm going to ask, what are some fast track opportunities applicable to students heading back to school after a gap in their education, such as a working mom in her mid 30s?
So, like most students who are going back to school, they know that after that long break, they've probably maybe had a job or a volunteer experience, and they've gained through all of these a significant amount of college level learning. So they can then use and apply this knowledge to earn credits through exams, like what I mentioned for CLEP and DSST, as well as other types of credit for exams. And then also adult learners can quickly rack up credits by documenting their learning in a prior learning portfolio.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's actually very important because that happens a lot. You know, a lot of women tend to just take a break from going to school just to start a family, and then you know once her kids start getting older, she decides to go to school. She goes back to school. That happens quite often. So I'm also going to ask something else. Now this is quite different from what you've been talking about, but a lot of parents should realize that there's a lot of funds available to put. You know, to let the, like, say, mutual funds, to let the money grow for, you know, for kids' education, like RESPs. And I think that's actually a really smart idea, too, because, you know, that will not cost the parents too much money as well. And that's another thing. You know, a lot of these students won't have to worry too much about debt either. And with saved up mutual funds, along with what you have suggested, the fast tracking, I think that would actually decrease student loans, like the debts.
Yeah, my family didn't give me anything when I was going to college, which is why I had to kind of come up with this plan. But I know a lot of students can, you know, a lot of parents can invest in a 529 mutual fund.
Yeah.
In Washington, yeah, we have a program called the GET program. So you say, I want to pay for 2 years of my student's education at this price. And then whenever they go to college in 18 years, they get it at that price. So, yeah, so I mean, there's lots of ways. I know that it's, you know, a hit or miss with scholarships. I did apply for outside ones and they didn't go anywhere, but I did get a few at my university, so always try for as many scholarships as you can possibly receive.
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea, and that actually makes a lot of sense. Just do your best. Because, you know, I think the saving up the mutual funds or what have you, like there's different types of these mutual funds in different areas. But I think that's more of a relatively newer thing. So this way, you know, the students don't have to worry too much about debt, and the parents don't have to worry about getting rid of their savings. So,
yes.
Yeah. Okay. So are there any other tips you'd like to give?
Well, you know, something that I didn't bring up but I think would be important for a student if they wanted to have fun in college, which most students obviously do.
Absolutely.
Is that over break, maybe a spring, a summer, a winter, there's programs called Intercession Abroad. I love these programs because they allow students to take a week or two during a spring or a summer break, go across to another country and enjoy a culture, see something, experience, and at the same time, they earn a couple of credits while they're doing it. I did a program for 10 days, went to UK, France, Belgium. It wasn't very expensive, considering how much a long-term study abroad program would cost. But it was still a great opportunity, and I was even able to graduate a little earlier because of the credits I earned in that program.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
It really does, because, I mean, that really does sound like a lot of fun because, you know, this way a lot of students want to take the opportunity to visit Europe as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so I think that's great. I think that's really, really fantastic.
Programs. You can usually, a lot of times, your school will offer the program. But if your school doesn't offer an intercession abroad program, you can look at other colleges. Sometimes they allow non-matriculated, which means students who aren't seeking a degree at their university. They'll allow those students to actually apply and go on the trip as well. So it doesn't. Don't feel limited to what your school offers. Seek and search elsewhere for different intercession abroad programs.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing that because that, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that's win-win because I know that when I was in college, I definitely wanted to make sure I did some traveling. So this way you can kill two birds with one stone.
That's
pretty smart. So now how can students and parents purchase a copy of your book or find more information about graduating early?
So my book, College Quicker, is available online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, and Target, as well as through many other online and brick-and-mortar retailers. If you go on to Barnes & Noble, most brick-and-mortar Barnes & Noble have them, so you can find it online and see which store around you has it. And also, if students and parents want more information about the book or on graduating early, they can head to my website, collegequicker.net, or they can like the College Quicker Facebook page or follow me on Twitter at college_quicker.
Okay, well, thank you so much for, you know, for sharing all that.
Thank you.
So anyway, thank you so much, Kate, for, you know, taking this opportunity to share some valuable information because, you know what, I mean, the fact of the matter is that, you know, you have kids and they're going to grow up and go to some kind of college, some sort. You know, there's a lot of different new schools around. There's a lot of kids with special needs as well that go to, that, you know, they will need some sort of post-secondary education. So, you know, it applies to most children. You know, they're going to need something, and parents need to be aware. So they need to be aware of what's out there.
I think that it's important to note, too, that it's not only the graduating early doesn't just help you financially. It also you graduate early, and so you get those years that you get to start pursuing your dreams earlier than you originally anticipated. And well, I feel like I'm pretty lucky that I was able to do that. I've gone to graduate school, worked at several jobs, wrote this book, and I'm only 28, just turned 28. So you can do all these things earlier than you initially planned for. And I love that aspect of graduating early as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing, and thank you so much for, you know, answering these questions. It was actually very, very valuable. So you have yourself a fantastic rest of the day. Everybody, you have a great week, and talk to you next week. Bye for now.